You are tuned into the Dr. Tina Show with Dr. Tina Moore. For more, visit drtina.com. On this episode of the Dr. Tina Show, I got to sit down for a candid conversation with co-founder and co-CEO of Higher Dose, Katie Capps. I've been a longtime fan of Higher Dose. You've probably heard me talk about them quite a bit. They are a company founded on making the best biohacking technologies easy and accessible for home use, which I love. Their wellness tools supercharge your self-care and are designed to ignite vitality from the inside out. Higher Dose makes self-care products like sauna blankets and PEMF mats accessible and sexy. PEMF stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy, which is small bursts of low frequencies designed to mimic nature. PEMF is known to boost mood, reduce stress, relieve pain, increase energy, and much more. When I first learned about PEMF 20 years ago, you could only access it via these large machines that were super expensive in the clinical setting. The one I was looking at cost about $25,000 for reference. Now you can have the same technology in an affordable mat inside your home. They also make an awesome far infrared sauna blanket, which is different from the PEMF mat. The question I often get is, what's the difference, Dr. Tina? Well, the PEMF mat is PEMF. It's far infrared heat to warm you, not sauna you. Negative ion therapy and crystal therapy. This is not a sauna device. I have one in my front room and I have a smaller model on my desk chair or my couch and I use them every single day. The sauna blanket is designed to get you sweating and detoxing inside of a sleeping bag type bag, if you will, blanket that uses far infrared heat to get you sweating and get you heated up. We talk about both of these on this episode and hopefully answer some of your more pressing questions. You can find discount links to all of their products on my website at drtina.com under the favorites tab where you can find the affiliate links that will get you steep discounts. Let's jump in. Katie Capps, welcome to the Dr. Tina Show. I'm so excited to have you here. I am a big fan of you. I'm a big fan of Higher Dose. You are the co-founder and co-CEO of Higher Dose, and I have endorsed your saunas and your PEMF mats for the last couple of years and absolutely love your products and really excited to have you here today.
Thanks, Dr. Tina. It's so great to be here. I am a huge fan of you and your work and all your messages, and I feel like every other thing you say, I want to turn into a bumper sticker. So thank you for being so witty and fun to listen to and on point.
Oh, yay. I'm excited. When they told me that inquiring about having somebody from Higher Dose on the show and they said it was going to be you, I was like, yes, you're the lady boss. I feel like I've watched your company from afar. I don't know the story. I'm hoping you'll share it with us in a second, but I've watched it closely because I love watching successful women in business. Like that, it always is a huge jazz for me. You have a variety of products. You seem to constantly be coming out with products. I actually just used some of your detox stack of the oil and the spray and the salts and all of it. And even the magnesium is that chlorophyll in there? There's a, just so many great things you guys come out with constantly. So I'd love to hear the story of Higher Dose. How did this come to be? How did you and Lauren come together? And tell me about it.
Well, thank you for all those kind words. I feel like just listening to you inspires me to keep going too. I'm like, okay, I got to build some more muscle this week so I can put up with all these business meetings. So, we both inspire each other. But yeah, just to kind of like give you a little overview, I actually started my career in investment banking. So I was at Merrill Lynch on Wall Street doing consumer product banking. And my timing was terrible. It was right before the 2008 recession hit. So that was such a crazy time to be on Wall Street. But along the way, I started to use running as a stress release from finance, because obviously it's a high pressure job. And I just found that the euphoria and the vitality that I got from my long runs was so inspiring that I really, paused and felt like I wanted to kind of shift my career into health and wellness versus staying in finance. So I actually went out to San Francisco to run the San Francisco Marathon, ended up staying out there working in venture capital. And then I was one of the first employees at Tough Mudder, which was like the 10 to 12 mile obstacle course event that was really popular about 10 years ago, and just learned a ton about scaling a business. When I started, there were 15 people. By the time I left, there were 150. And I knew, you know, after that experience, I felt like I was ready to start a company, but wasn't sure exactly what it would be around. I mean, at the time, you know, I'd kind of got away from just long distance running and I was doing more acupuncture, colonics, more of these kind of detox practices. And then I met my business partner, Lauren, and she told me about the infrared sauna. And she said, you know, I feel like infrared's going to be the next big thing in wellness. And this was back in 2014 when we met. And I tried the sauna once and was immediately addicted. Like I just got out and felt that euphoria of running 6 miles, but all I had to do was sit in a sauna. And I just thought, oh my God, how is everybody in the world not doing this every day? This is so amazing and has so many health benefits. So we met at the perfect time. We both kind of had nothing to lose and we're like, okay, we got to bring this to the world. And we tried to figure out the best way to do it. At first we were installing infrared heating systems into yoga studios to kind of mix the idea of yoga and infrared. But it wasn't a great business model. So we pivoted to our infrared sauna salons, which were basically like our spa locations where you could go book an infrared sauna for half an hour, an hour. And we made it like a really cool kind of health club meets nightclub environment where we played like Burning Man music, had interesting wallpaper, you know, made it like not your mother's day spa. So that was the concept that people kind of started to know us for. It kind of launched the sexy sauna selfie that you probably saw on Instagram a lot 6 or 7 years ago. So that's really how we got the ball rolling in business. We just started opening locations in New York. We had, you know, 3 or 4 of our own locations. Then we had a deal with Equinox, opened in about 8 of those. And along the way, we were getting asked to do pop-up events, but we couldn't lug around a 500-pound sauna for a 2-day event. So that's how we came up with our infrared sauna blanket. You know, we saw like kind of crappy versions of sauna blankets in spas in LA, but they were high EMF and poor quality design. And we just thought we could make a way better version of this and bring it to events. And we did. And then people fell in love with them, started asking if they could buy them from us. And we looked at each other and we're like, okay, I guess we better start selling these things. So it was a very organic start. We kept improving the technology and we got to our third version of our sauna blanket in 2018. And then that side of the business really started to take off after that. And then obviously the pandemic kind of accelerated that growth in that side of the business. And then we launched our PEMF mat in 2020 and then the red light face mask. And now we have a whole line of consumables that go along with the wellness tech that are designed to amplify the benefits of, you know, the red light and infrared and PEMF. So that's kind of where we are. And I think our vision is just, you know, we're very excited about how more people are interested in anti-aging and longevity. And we love learning about all the amazing technologies that there are in the space. And what we want to do is just make that technology accessible, bring it to the masses, and just ultimately help people. So that's kind of the spiel.
it's so impressive because one of the things that I get met with resistance-wise always when I tell people they need to sauna is how, you know, like I live in a small apartment. I don't have the money. It's, you know, and it's such a great price point on those sauna blankets and it folds right up and slips right under your bed. Like I've got 2 of them in the house. I give them away as gifts all the time because they're so wonderful and user-friendly for everybody. And the reason I like them is because I love walking into a big box sauna and sweating to death in there. And that's awesome. But with the sauna blanket, I found, like I was saying, you can get up against the crevices. So I can really sort of like I know you guys say to use it on a more firm surface, but I'm going to put some pillows under me here and there. I'm going to get that sauna right up, you know, the blanket right up to my skin. And so when I share it with my audience, I tell them like, if you have a lot of pain, that's when I suggest a sauna blanket because you can lie down and you can really get that heat right up against the tissues that you're looking for. So I don't know. I think they're great. It's a great product and it's easy to get in and out of. It's easy to clean.
right? Yeah. You can even travel with it. Like, we have athletes that we know travel with it. So it's, yeah, it's been a real hit. I've seen it help a lot of people through COVID, through, you know, stress, problem sleeping. It's really going to benefit anybody. You know, I know we're both big fans of infrared. So speaking the same language.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny too, because I gave one to my assistant. She's been with me for 10 years and she's just become a new mom. And she said, well, she's got a toddler and a brand new baby. And she said, can my toddler go in it? And I said, well, I don't, you know, kids, the thing with kids and older folks is you got to be careful with heat. You know, they do not respond as well, and they can decompensate quickly. So I always warn, you know, with kids and old folks, let's ease in gently. I tell that to everybody, but specifically with them. She sends me a picture the other day. This kid's a rambunctious little guy, and he sometimes gets himself, he's a pandemic baby. He was born in the height of the pandemic. He hasn't been hugely socialized because she's in Oregon where everybody's crazy scared. So she sends me a picture the other day, and he's on her lap, and he's kind of snuck, you know, tucked in there. She's sitting up and he's laying. It's the cutest picture. And she said, it calms him right down. He just crawls in for a few minutes when it's at full heat. He gets nice and calm and cozy with his mama. And then, you know, when he gets a little hot, he gets out and it's fine. And I just thought that was so sweet, because I was like, what a nice way to be able to calm your kid down. Because this kid will run her in circles all day if not.
Yeah. She's like, just a couple minutes in here. That's great. I love all the family photos we get on our product, especially with the animals too.
Yes. I was just going to say that. I was like, how many people bring their dogs in?
Yeah. Like photos of the cat curled up at the bottom of it and all that good stuff. So
is it cool to use the blanket on a bed, or do you guys suggest it on a floor?
I mean, I think the main thing is just being aware of the material. We usually suggest like the material of the bed, right? If it's kind of sensitive material and sensitive to heat. So it really just depends on your bed. I think we always just say the floor because it's a safe bet. It's not going to overheat. And I even use it on my couch or bed. I think it's normally fine. But yeah, we have had some couches and beds overheat. So I would just say use your judgment with what surface you use it on.
Yeah, that makes sense. Same with a pimp mat, I would guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love that guy on my couch though. And in my chair, the go mat. I was trying to get a PEMF unit in my clinic for years, and they're like $25,000 to get a coil. And I couldn't afford that. So I was looking at the amp coil. That was also expensive. And by the time I really was going to invest in it, I just wanted out of practice. So I was like, well, there's no point in investing in something expensive when I'm just leaving. Like, who cares? Right. So I never got one. And then a couple of years passed and I saw that you guys had one, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I got set up as an affiliate and they sent me one. I couldn't believe it. I almost cried. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I get a PEMF mat. And that was right when I got COVID. And so it was fall of 2021, and it was the Delta strain, and I got hammered, and my husband got really hammered with it. He got really, really sick because he's got some cardiovascular stuff, and because he's inflamed because he won't listen to me all the time. And that thing saved us. Like, that was the only time we felt better was when we were on the mat. So we took turns alternating. And then one night, there was two or three nights there that I was sure he was probably going to die. He was so sick. And I went to bed crying. I'm like, I'm so sick, I can't take care of you. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I'm sorry, I got to go to bed. I came out in the he was sleeping on it. I came out in the middle of the night to check on him, and he was sleeping on it. And that was like the only place. And I can't tell you how many times one of us has slept on that thing for whatever reason. Like, we were sick, or I had a terrible injury recently. I tore my... God, it was bad. I tore my external obliques away from my internal obliques right here doing kettlebell snatch. I don't know what I was doing. I'm just old and I tore, and it was excruciating. And the only comfort I got was laying on that thing. So I don't know if it was the infrared heat or the PEMF or whatever, but that mat, that big one, is upstairs on our floor at all times in the front room. I lay on it every night. And then this little guy, I keep in my chair, and I just love them. So is it far infrared or near infrared that comes off that mat? Do you know?
It's far infrared.
Okay. Yeah, it's great. I mean, they're great. So I don't promote them a ton because I know the big one's expensive, but when I do, people gobble them up.
It's such a good investment because, like you said, I mean, you use it every night, right? And it helped you through COVID, helps with injuries. So, you know, it might look like a hefty price tag, but I think, you know, most people do use it every day. So I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I use it every day. I had a similar story with my mom, like throwing her back out, and she thought she was maybe gonna have to get surgery, and she just used the mat and has been fine. Like 2 years later, no issues.
And I like the mat too. It's got a little bit of grip to it. So it's, it's a little slick. Like it's not something I'm going to do, you know, downward dog on and not expect to slide, but I'm able to do some, you know, all the Pilates moves, all my rehab moves. And it just makes it a million times nicer because I turn it on, I let it heat up for a few minutes, and then I get on it and I can usually release my back. I can do whatever I need to do on it because it's got just enough of that texture to the top of it. So how did you guys come up with the go mat? Was that always there, or was that, did you add that on after you made the big guy?
We added it on after we made the big guy. It was kind of like, you know, a little bit of a risk to launch the big PEMF mat because most people don't know about PEMF. And it is a high price point, you know, it's over $1,000 product. So when we launched, we thought, oh my gosh, are we just going to be sitting on these things? Like, will we ever be able to sell them? But sure enough, our first batch sold out in 2 weeks and it's one of our most popular products. So once we saw that the full size was doing well, we thought, gosh, wouldn't it be great to have a chair version that also could just be a portable, smaller mat? And now I know some people who actually just prefer the go mat because it actually is pretty big. I mean, if you're a woman and slightly smaller, like most of your body fits on it and it's easier to move around the house. So yeah, that's been pretty much just as popular as the full size one.
Yeah, somebody reached out from your team and said, hey, we have this smaller size. Would you be interested? And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And I saw a picture because you can lay it out flat and you're right. I mean, from, you know, basically from like neck to pelvis, I can get on there comfortably to treat what I want to treat. And then I can lay it out on my couch, which I do frequently. And
yeah, so people love stretching on it, to your point. I mean, sometimes if I, you know, if I'm not sleeping that well one night, and I get up at 4 a.m., I'll just go sleep on the mat until like 9. And then I'll look at the score. And my sleep on the PEMF mat is usually always REM, which is kind of nuts. Like best dreams and just great sleep on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. He'll find me on the mat in the morning. And he's like, where'd you go? You weren't in bed. And I'm like, I couldn't sleep. And then I went out there and turned the mat on and I'm good. I have a routine about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I go lay down every day. I just go rest. You know, it's like I might take a nap. I might just rest and meditate. I might read a book. Who knows? But I throw that guy down on the couch and just lay on it for a few minutes every day. And it's awesome. It's particularly where I live, where it's cold. It is such a wonderful tool to have on my desk chair because I come down, turn on the space heater, turn on the PEMF go mat on my chair. So when I come down to work a few minutes later, after I grab my cup of coffee, everything's warm. Everything's ready for me. So it's a pretty nice tool to have.
It's a good Everybody one. Needs one.
I tell people that if you ever see my emails, I'm like, you literally, everyone has to have this. Like you have to buy one of these. Everyone needs a sauna. Everyone should have a PEMF mat and everyone needs to lift weights and get enough protein. But yeah, if you're going to have a biohacking gizmo, I think the PEMF mat is a solid.
Agreed.
After they get a sauna.
Yep. Sauna, PEMF mat. That's actually kind of how we got into PEMF. Was I was at like a Mind Body Green conference back in 2016 or 2017. And I happened to get sat next to Ben Greenfield at the dinner. And he's a great guy, just so like fun and knowledgeable and obviously one of the leading biohackers. And I asked him, you know, if you could only pick like one or two technologies, what would you recommend? And he said PEMF. And that was the first time I ever heard of it. And, you know, he knows so much. So I figured, oh, I've really got to look into what this is. And we were in the middle of like getting our sauna blanket business going and finding the best manufacturer, and the manufacturer that we settled on for our sauna blanket actually happened to do a lot of work with PEMF and infrared as well. So yeah, that's kind of how we got into it, was through Ben Greenfield and then working with our advisors on product development for that item. And honestly, I've just been blown away by the testimonials we get from people, like how it's literally life-changing in so many different ways. I feel like I can still just barely explain PEMF technology and what it's actually doing. Like I always just say, it's kind of like taking a walk in nature, right? Where it's like resetting your body's energy to the earth's frequency, and it's anti-inflammatory. And it all sounds like a little bit woo-woo, but I think once most people try it, they just don't want to get off the mat.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. So the coil that I was looking to bringing into my clinic, the $25,000 one, I was at a conference and it was the dead of winter and I was freezing and I did not feel well. I had just come out of being sick, and he put the coil on me and I immediately, like my nervous system just went whoomp. And that's how I feel when I get on the mat. And I don't even, I know there's various settings. I don't even know what setting I ever have it on. I, maybe you can tell me which one's what, but I'm like, whatever. I just like keep hitting the button until I feel the whoomp feeling. And it feels awesome. And it's interesting because I've had other friends that are physicians lay on it, and we all like a different setting. Everybody has a different, especially my friends who are really, I don't know what the word is. They're just very well connected to the ethers. You know, they're just super, super woo, but in, you know, they're wizards and they really feel it. So it's, yeah, I mean, it's a similar feeling that I get when I go outside barefoot and earth, but it's much more powerful. And then when that heat comes on, it's amazing. And then you've got the amethyst in there. So what's that for? Does that help?
So that helps release negative ions when you have the infrared and the amethyst together.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And, you know, you're like grounding and kind of like stabilize all the positive ions from electronics that we have coming at us.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great. And it definitely reduces my stress load immediately. I mean, that's why I have this on my chair. Because if I'm sitting here working and I feel myself get worked up, I just, you know, lean down and turn it on. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm fine. I have heard you can over-PEMF yourself, that it can start to cause some issues with mitochondrial membranes if you over-zap yourself. So I don't know what that limit is. No one seems to have a good solid answer on that.
Interesting. Yeah, you'd probably really have to overdo it. And I'm sure your body would give you signs like, hey, get off this thing. You know, to your point about just listening to your body, it's basic signals. So yeah. Haven't heard that, but I'm sure it just goes back to the moderation in all things.
Right. Just listen to your body.
So the different settings that you can choose are all just pretty, they're basically all relaxation settings. I mean, technically, you know, the lower ones are supposed to be the most relaxing. So like 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4 are slightly more energizing, but because I mean, that the units we're selling, they're meant to be used at home. They're meant to be very like safe. So we don't have any levels that are like crazy therapeutic grade that are going to like regrow bone or do anything wild. You have to, you know, go to a clinic and probably sit on like a $30,000 unit to experience the more intense levels. All of ours are pretty relaxing, to your point.
They do help though. If there's a joint issue that I'm having, as long as that joint is to the mat, then I definitely get relief. And again, I don't know if it's the far infrared heat or the PEMF or both. It's probably both, but like if my left hip is killing me, I am laying with my left hip. I'll cock myself exactly the way I need to get my SI and then to roll over and get my hip, you know, and I make sure that I can. That's what we need. We need a wraparound PEMF too.
We're coming out with a PEMF pillow, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good for travel, or you could use it when you're in the sauna blanket, you know, and you want a pillow and you're laying there. And it actually is going to have like a cover that you can unzip. So then if you want to like lay just like a smaller PEMF mat on your stomach, if you're on your period or on your knee, you can basically unzip the pillow and turn it into a mini PEMF mat. So,
oh, that sounds awesome.
Stay tuned. We'll send you one as well.
Yes. Thank you. That sounds great. That sounds great for mood and depression and headaches and all the things too.
Yeah, for sure.
Just having something up against the neck. Again, it's just getting into those curves, you know, getting these therapies directly up against the tissues. Awesome. You guys have a few stores, don't you?
We started off as physical locations. We had 11 at one point. That was our main business. So that's why we have the big sauna units. And now we mostly sell them B2B. We'll sell them, you know, directly to people sometimes too. But yeah, it's just a little bit easier to sell a sauna than open a bunch of locations. So
yeah, I think everybody has to have a sauna. It's like non-negotiable. So when people are like, we can't afford it, you're entitled. I'm like, $500, sauna blanket.
Yeah.
Just get hot.
Just like, I've listened to a few of your episodes where you talk about sauna, and I feel like I need to bottle up your message. And that's all we need to say, because it's like some of your quotes, like, can't live without it. When in doubt, just sauna.
Yeah, just get hot. I made a post the first week of the pandemic and I said, get hot. Cause I was like, you know, I wasn't meaning literally cook the virus out of your body. I was meaning if you get hot, when in doubt, that's what I've always told my patients is when in doubt, go cook the shit out of yourself. Like when you don't know what to do, go sweat and you'll figure it out. Cause something happens and we could call it, we could back up all the science, but like we're inducing heat shock proteins. Your brain will turn on. You'll know by the end of that sauna session what your next best step is, right? And I've had patients who were, I treated pain. So I've had patients that were so bad and they were in such a low, low place. And it's like, is it mold? Is it parasites? Is it Lyme? Is it abuse? Is it trauma? It's all of it, right? It's all of it. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And that back then I was having them buy those relaxed saunas, those little pop-up tent ones.
Yeah, with the head coming out.
Yeah, I'm like, let's just get you that and start saunaing and then we'll figure it out. And lo and behold, this is like 10 years ago, lo and behold, they would come back in the next visit much more clear-headed and we, you know, their pain would be reduced and we could actually get to work and start to unravel the onion. But people just sometimes are in such a, most humans, I think in America, at least are in such a, especially in my age group, they're just in such bad shape that they don't know where to start. I'm like, just go cook yourself. Go lay in that bag.
Yep.
I got one for my mother-in-law and I'm like, just lay in the damn thing every day, Gloria. Just, well, what does it do? I'm like, I don't have time to explain it. Just lay in the bag every day and we'll talk in a few weeks. And then she's like, my back feels better. I'm like, I know.
You're like, there you go. Yeah. And it's great because it doesn't require any willpower, right? You don't have to tell someone to get on a crazy diet or strict exercise routine. It's like, just lay down, sweat it out, relax, and boom,
yeah,
you're going to feel better. Maybe your back will heal. Maybe you'll start sleeping better. Maybe, you know, your skin issues will go away.
Yeah. I think their cognition improves. And when that happens, then they can, I'm always just trying to get people to turn their instincts on. And that when that happens, then we can move the dial because they're involved. But if they're just whacked out, you know, sauna always fixes that.
Do you think that comes down? I mean, you mentioned the heat shock proteins, but also, you know, the sauna lowers cortisol, right? So that's probably part of it too.
All of it. And I think there's really big cognition benefits that we're not even aware of. And there's good cardiovascular benefits. I just think all of it. I didn't know any of this stuff back when I was telling people to sauna. I was just telling them to go. I had a friend in naturopathic school who was Russian and she used to bring me into her family's house and they had a Russian sauna. And every time I left, I was like, I felt like a Jedi. I was like, I feel so clear. I can function. And so I just became a fan after that. I was like, just go, like they'd cook you and then they'd beat you with sticks and then they'd make you jump in a cold shower. And I was like, it was terrifying and amazing, you know? So I just sauntered all the way through school and I do alternating hot. It's old school naturopathic hydrotherapy. It's just old school hot and cold alternating, you know, it's kind of how the Finnish do it. And it's nature cure is what we call it in naturopathic medicine. It's just been, everything's so fucking literal now. It's like, we have to have this protocol and this temperature. And a lot of people are not well enough to go handle high temperatures for long periods, and they can't do Huberman Labs, you know, scientific version. It's really prohibitive to their vitality. And so we got to just nudge people in gently. And I think, you know, a home unit or a blanket or a tent, whatever they can do, like slow and low until they can, some people can't even sweat. Higher Dose is the number one brand for holistic recovery with wellness technology tools, supplements, and awesome body care that harness the healing power of nature. From their best-selling infrared sauna blanket to the red light therapy face mask, which I absolutely love, and PEMF mats, their innovative products allow you to replicate the spa experience in your home and create rituals that enhance well-being. My personal favorite product has got to be the PEMF mats, which you've heard all about on this episode. You can enjoy 15% off of all of their products when you head to my website at drtina.com, click on the favorites tab, and that will show you many of their products there. That link will get you 15% off their entire store. I tried the products the other day and I stacked them. I had not done that before. I just like tried the magnesium spray, and then I tried the drops in the water, and then which is a cool green color. And then I tried I love that oil. It's castor oil. It smells like cinnamon and it's got some capsaicin in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was designed to help you sweat more in the sauna and detox.
That's awesome.
It just feels so luxurious, I think, too. I really like the smell.
Yeah. And I've got really sensitive skin and it did not burn. I put the magnesium on. My daughter was there and she's like, "Mom, you know, this is going to get you." And usually magnesium spray burns. Yours does not burn. And it rubs in almost with a nice light oil texture, which is really nice. I love topical magnesium because for folks who are trying to get their magnesium up, but they can't do it orally because it causes them diarrhea, topical is the way to go, you know? So I was really happy when you guys released that product. And then castor oil, naturopaths have been using castor oil for a long, long time for all kinds of issues. And capsaicin, I have used a lot clinically. It sits on the TRPV1 receptor and it stops it basically burns out all your substance P. So when you're hurt, your body creates substance P, and substance P is what drives the pain receptors to fire, the little C fibers in the skin. And so one of the strategies we've used in naturopathic medicine for a long time is to actually apply a capsaicin topical, which can burn, and you got to be careful you don't rub your eyes after, but for a minute, it hurts worse because all the substance P is going off, but you literally burn up all the substance P with it. So I was pretty stoked when you guys sent that to me because there's a lot of applications is what I'm saying beyond just, you know, inducing a better sweat in the sauna. I was like, I'm going to use this for pain and all kinds of things.
Gosh, that's fascinating. I didn't even know those details. We're going to have to get you on our product development board or at least get your sign of approval.
Capsaicin's cool. It's a good one. And I've used it here and there. And like I said, don't use it just for the audience listening. Do not wash your hands. I usually use a glove when I apply it. Do not get it near your eyes or your genitals because that can be a real problem afterwards. And I have made both of those mistakes. So.
Wash your hands before you go on a date.
But castor oil is super cool too. Even in a, you know, old school naturopathically, we rub it over the liver. I have patients rub it over their tummy when their stomach hurts or if they're bloated from cramps or they've got distension or whatever. So having the addition of the capsaicin in there actually, I think, really adds a lot of therapeutic value. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Well, it was so fun to connect.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dr. Tina Show. If you're interested in saving 15% on any of the products mentioned on this episode, be sure to head to my website at drtina.com and click on the favorites tab. There you'll find my link to save 15% on every product in the Higher Dose store, and you can check out their entire store and all of their offers. If you like this episode, please head to your favorite podcast player and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. This helps others to see the show as well, and I really appreciate it. While you're there, be sure to check out Higher Dose's new podcast called The Hot Seat. Lastly, The Dr. Tina Show is now on YouTube. I'm super excited. We are slowly but surely adding past episodes and obviously current episodes and getting them up there for you. So be sure to head to YouTube as well. Check out The Dr. Tina Show and subscribe there to be alerted when new episodes post with video in many cases. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening to The Dr. Tina Show. Please be sure to follow me on Instagram at Dr. Tina, that's DRTYNA, and Dr. Tina 2.0, as well as visit my website at drtina.com. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and mixed by Chris McCone. The theme song is by John the Gilt. As always, you can email the show at podcast@drtina.com. And if you like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. See you next week. This podcast is for general informational purposes only. It does not constitute the practices of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice. I am a doctor, but I am not your doctor. No doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of this information and the materials linked to this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content on this podcast is intended not to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice from any medical condition they have, and they should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions.
If you're looking to take back your health, it's time for you to listen to the Real Foodology podcast. From the producer of The Dr. Tina Show comes one of Apple Podcasts' top 10 nutrition shows hosted by integrative nutritionist and real food activist Courtney Swan. The Real Foodology podcast is on a mission to change the way we eat. Courtney interviews doctors, food experts, health professionals, and nutrition pioneers to bring you the best info so you can thrive. Somewhere along the way, we lost sight of how impactful our food choices are. But it's never too late to start on the path of better health choices. You'd be so surprised how resilient our bodies are when we start taking care of them. Yes, it's overwhelming, but that's why Courtney's here to help. She breaks it down for you and makes the information more accessible so that you can make more informed decisions in the grocery aisle or restaurant. Listen to the Real Foodology podcast today on your favorite podcast app.